News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Let's go to London. Enda Brady, Sky News correspondent, joins us. Enda, what is the latest in relation to the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Well, morning. The Prime Minister spent the night at a central London NHS hospital where he has been undergoing tests. Now, the problem is that the fever has not gone away. He's had COVID-19 for 10 days now. All the other symptoms are manageable, but the fever was giving his doctor reason to worry last night. So at 8 o'clock last night, Boris Johnson was taken from number 10 Downing Street, not by ambulance, private vehicle, and driven to an NHS hospital just a couple of miles away in central London. He has remained in hospital overnight, and they will be looking at his oxygen levels, his lung capacity, kidney and liver function. He will be getting all of the tests to try and bring this fever down. But the decision was taken by his doctor last night that quite simply, you know, it was giving him cause to worry. They're describing the move to the hospital as a precautionary move, not an emergency.
Okay, just briefly, we've any idea yet as to when he might be released?
No idea yet. I'm here outside the hospital. There's an armed police presence, as you would expect, directly out the front of the hospital. I would imagine Boris Johnson will want to get back to work as quickly as possible, but he's in the hands of the NHS now. We saw him the other night, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, when the whole nation here came out onto their front doorsteps to clap for the healthcare workers. He was seen very briefly at the front steps of number 10 Downing Street clapping, and then went back to his flat inside number 10. He's in hospital now, but I would imagine once his official spokesperson starts briefing political journalists in the next couple of hours, we'll get an update.
Enda, thanks indeed for that. Enda Brady, Sky News correspondent.